a star on my car and one on my chest, a gun on my hip and the right to arrest. I'm the guy who's a boss on this highway, so watch out what you're doing when you're driving my way. If you break the law, you'll hear from me. I know I'm a working for the state. I'm the highway patrol.
Ah, yes, highway patrol. Highway patrol is that time once again. We've got the sergeants in studio. Morgan and Wood are here today. They're going to be talking about being safe on those roadways, the highways and byways, whether it be asphalt, concrete, caliche, whatever it may be, highways, I mean, waterways, airways, I mean, you guys do it all. What I hear. Every time we talk about it, you got it all.
That's it. You know, we got a boat. Jimmy, what? I always look at that. I did a presentation yesterday, and if y'all need some presentations of us to come out to your civic club, church, etc. Yeah, well, no, not in a boat. But I did this presentation, and I showed
a
picture of our boat. And on the side of the boat, it said Texas Highway Patrol. Mm-hmm. But don't get confused. I mean, we're on the waterways, too.
Yeah.
Am I right or wrong, Jimmy?
No, you're right. You're right. Right.
Jimmy, when the last time you was on a boat?
A couple weeks back.
How did y'all do?
It wasn't no y'all. It was just Jimbo.
Oh, wait, let me get my phone, Chris. I got two of them.
Yeah. So,
Jimmy, you're a little John boat on I've the been creek somewhere?
Actually a little private little lake. Oh, a little pond, you know, something.
There you go. Nothing wrong with that.
I actually enjoy fishing. I really do.
Who doesn't, right?
He does. Yeah. So, man, I tell you, we got a lot to talk about this morning. And so I stopped off what I thought was Country Boys. You know, Country Boys have changed names and a different ownership. It's called Country Bakery now. It's my understanding, I have not met this lady, but the sheriff was telling me a little bit about her. Patsy Cannon is running that, and they have sponsored today's program with a $10 certificate, Country Bakery. It's the same location where Country Boys was located at, but under new management. And so appreciate them sponsoring today's program. Let's see here. So we're going to talk about legislation.
Okay.
I want to give you a date. Up until what date does the governor have to sign or veto until something comes law.
Okay.
Is that the trivia question?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Okay. If you pick out the date, what date he has until for either signs or veto. If he doesn't do either one, it becomes law September 1st. How many people know that?
Okay.
Okay.
So what's
what date? What is that date?
What date does he have to do it?
Because we're going to talk about some things, right?
Okay.
Because
the session's over with, right?
It is over.
So
it's a session, 140-day session is over. And
no special session.
He's got some things probably still laying on his desk. And he has signed some things, and he has vetoed a couple of things. I've been trying to go through and try to keep my listening audience up to date what laws are affecting maybe you going down the roadway. You know, you ever heard that term, old boy say he's going to get down to the brass knuckles? You ever heard that term?
No, I've heard brass tacks.
I was reading that, you know, last session they made it where, machete knife has been kind of an interesting knife throughout my whole career.
A machete knife? You consider that a knife?
Well, that old boy cut you. What are you going to consider it?
I don't know.
I'm just saying.
That's a big knife. I'm saying.
I'll tell you what I consider.
I'm just saying. I take it as a knife.
Yeah, I got you.
It's a big one. So, you know, over the years, I've heard it, is it illegal, not legal, and all that? Well, last session, they came out and they changed some things where you could carry a spear and all these items that used to be prohibited.
Mm-hmm.
And so, got that light flashing behind you there, Craig.
Yep, I think this is one of those folks trying to answer your trivia question today. Good morning. This is Safety Talk.
Hi, is it June
16th, 2019? Yes, ma'am, it is. Thank you.
There we go. All right.
Let's see, it wasn't that hard.
That's it. So I'll tell you what, hang on the line. I'm going to put you on hold, and I'll get your information from you, okay?
All Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you.
So, yes, June 16th. Well, anyway, on this machete knife, they came out and said, now you can carry a machete. It used to be the way it used to be looked at, since it was over a 5.5-inch blade. Most prosecutors would look at it as, okay, when you stop the individual, what was they doing? Okay, were they using it for a tool, clear fence lines, or was they using it for something as an instrument and committing crimes or whatever? So that played a large role on it. Well, now you can carry that over five and a half inch blade, but there is certain areas that you're restricted from carrying them that knife over 5.5 inches. But out in the public, you're fine. But it's like that pistol. If you know, there's certain restrictions where you can carry that thing at. So now my understanding, Steve, is that they're going to take brass knuckles off the prohibited weapons. I have not seen a pair of brass knuckles, and I don't know when. I don't even know what brought that up.
Sure.
But anyway, it's just kind of one of the little things that people that may have some or whatever, that's one of the things that they are supposed to be taking off. So another thing that's kind of been coming up in the legislation that a lot of people were – depending where you're at, is the red light cameras. Now, do y'all still have them in Houston?
We have a few areas that have red light cameras in Harris County, but it's coming off. You have some
right. So
some cities surrounded that still have them, but so very few. Very
so
few.
Like College Station, for instance, a couple of years back, they chose to vote them out and. They've been gone for a few years now, but there's some cities still had them. The goal of these red light cameras, if I can just sum it up the best way I can, was that certainly they were supposed to be put in a intersection where there was a high activity of crashes and stuff like that. And knowing that law enforcement can't be there all day, they installed the red light cameras to keep people from disregarding a red light that would cause an accident. So that was the kind of the backbone behind that. Now, as it went on, they were supposed to actually have people in law enforcement reviewing the snapshots to make sure there was actually a violation that occurred.
Some of them did. I know down in Houston, they had a couple of guys reviewing those snapshots, but you know, the red light camera system, I mean, it was good for what it was. This is why, Craig, here's the deal. You actually complied to the red light order because you're thinking to yourself, wait a minute, man, I may get a ticket, something in the mail or whatever, which was monitored by an outside agency. But one of the problems was this. You know, people were getting citations, you know, turning right on red when it was actually fine to do that and still getting the citation. So it was just a lot of controversy with that. I remember 3 years ago up under, and I'm talking about Houston, up under the Honorable Mayor Niece Parker, where people actually did petitions to get rid of these. So this has been in the works for a while, and finally the state's governor said, you know what, we're done with that. So, but there are a couple of cities that are within the area, especially in metropolitan cities, that are still in effect with the red light camera system. It was some good and it was some controversy. I'm not going to say bad, but some controversy to it. But that's history now. Like Edith and Archie Bunker said, those were the days.
Well,
they said it.
Got a call.
We do have a phone call today. Good morning. You're on TT Talk today.
Hey, how are y'all doing this morning?
I'm fair to middling. How are you?
Well, I got my first cup of coffee down. I'm starting to get motivated here.
Did Ed make that?
No.
Oh. Attaboy, Luther. Okay, so I have a question about all the construction. When there are signs that say, you know, you have to reduce speed, that the fines are double. So what is the correct speed to go through a construction zone if there is no speed zone, no speed sign posted?
Okay, so there's no orange signs or anything showing any kind of speed limit?
No.
Okay.
It just said fines are doubled.
Okay.
If there's no
construction signs within the construction area that shows any kind of reduction of speed, then it would be the same speed it was prior to entering into the construction zone. However, okay, so that speed, at whatever that is, you is like any other speed. You have to be able to do that in a safe manner.
Right, because it's on 21. They're doing construction out on 21, and they have fines that say, you know, that the fines are doubled. But, you know, it's 70 and 75 out there.
Right.
But there's no drop that says, you know,
well,
50 miles an hour.
Well, that sign.
5 miles an hour.
Okay, let's don't get confused thinking that sign only applies to a speed sign.
Uh-huh.
Right? It applies to all construction warning signs within the construction. If they okay. say, hey, either this lane or that lane or whatever instruction they have within that construction, you the word used to be observe. Now they changed it several years back. Which says, well, the old boy said, yeah, I observed it, but we need you to obey it. Okay. So anyway, there's a difference. So anything within that directs you to do a certain changing of lanes or whatever it may be, and you don't do that, that is disregard a construction sign in a construction zone.
Okay.
And and workers present, it's double that fine. So on an average $200 fine, that would be $400.
Right. Okay, and then I have one more question.
Sure.
School zones. Okay, school zones. You know, they'll tell you, you know, if it's a normal 45 miles an hour through there, then it drops down to, say, 25 or 30, and you're going through there at the time that it's the 45, but all of a sudden, you know, you're in it and school, the lights have started already and you're coming out and you're doing the 45 instead of the 30, you're still going to get a ticket, right?
You lost
Even if
me.
You were in it before the time started.
Oh, so you say you entered when it wasn't in effect and then about halfway
right.
through it starts up. Now, how do you know
right.
that it started up?
Because when you come out of it, the lights are blinking.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah,
man,
not
I tell you.
Because that's bad in Giddings out there.
Right.
You know.
Right. I know exactly what you're talking about, by the way.
Yeah, by the high school over there. Yeah.
Right.
Because I've gone through it where it says 45, and by the time I get out of it, you know, the speed is.
I think that's a good argument. I think it's a good argument. It's kind of like when you actually disregard a red light, okay?
Okay.
The court cases have said. As you entered into that intersection and then the light turns red, that is not disregard red light. If any
okay.
part of that vehicle is in that intersection before it turns red, that is not disregard red light. So I would think we would treat a school zone, you get in it, it's not flashing, and then all of a sudden it starts flashing halfway through it, where you're not going to know that because not every one of these school zones have a flashing yellow light.
Right.
A lot of them have
right.
just like a time zone. Whatever.
Uh-huh.
So you're not going to know that.
Right.
So I would say that would be a good defense in court
okay.
if you got cited. And I would hope
okay.
I would hope most officers would take that word
okay.
of common sense and good judgment that we ask
right.
law enforcement use
right.
To enforce
all
that.
Right. Well, I appreciate it. And y'all stay safe out there. Thanks for all y'all do. And tell my little boy I said hello.
Who, Otto?
Who, me?
No, Craig.
No, me.
Oh, Craig. You're
a little
I thought he was talking about Otto.
Yeah. What? No. That's it.
Okay.
All right. Bye, Mom.
Bye. That is your mom?
That's
wait a minute.
Mom.
Wait a minute.
Oh,
wait,
Craig. You set us up, Craig.
I didn't do anything.
Craig,
you
set us up.
What?
He set us up, man.
She hung
oh,
up.
Oh, she's gone.
She set us up. Yeah. Yeah, I got some questions for her.
Some questions, yeah.
I was going to let that slide all
wow.
the way through. Just sitting here.
Wow. Wow.
That's
we
great.
Got set up on
yeah.
that deal. Wow.
Well, Mama, here's the deal.
So here's,
if you get a chance, call back. I got
yeah.
a question for you.
Well, what happened, they had some discussions.
Mm-hmm.
And here's Craig, what he's doing. I'm not going to say anything. You just call in. Well, let's see what Jimmy
is
says.
Is that called show
yeah.
prep?
Yeah. Well, yeah, could be. Yeah.
Why not?
Man, I forgot. Okay. So the red light cameras, just to finish up on that.
Yeah.
Do we need to take a break?
Or finish
okay.
this thought. We'll take a break
okay.
after this one.
So, again, to reduce crashes in intersections, and as it went on, a lot of people thought they got – When I say cited, the whole idea on this thing was the $75 fine did not go against your driving record. And because everybody used to say, oh, well, they don't know who's driving my car. Well, that's why it was just an administrative fine. It was not a criminal sign because they knew they were just taking a picture of the car. Mm-hmm. Of course, obviously, everybody said, well, I lent my car to somebody to drive. And, okay, well, you got to get with the guy and say, hey, look, you're in my car. And I'm getting charged $75. So, and then there were some counties that were setting deals. I had something in effect that if that tow row or that camera system, whatever it may be, was inside the their county, they would, when you go to renew your registration, then they wouldn't renew it until you paid up. But I don't know. It just it's like anything. You take the human factor. That's just like somebody said, hey, Jimmy, what do you think about taking away umpires or the baseball games, whatever? Well, if you want to take the human element away, there's some negative side to that, too. So anyway, I think majority of the people, you know, obviously now if you get stopped by law enforcement and you did do a violation, that will be on your record. And that's 2 points on a moving violation. And if it causes a wreck, that's 3. So, but the backdraw of that, you know, is that, officer, I've got somebody in the car, they're sick, I'm trying to get them to the hospital. So, you know what I'm saying? So there could be some officer discretion based on what happened on that particular violation. So I think a lot of people wanted to see that. So anyway, so we have a change in that. So they're doing away with them until the contract runs out. They'll still be up until their contract runs out, and we'll go from there. So let's go ahead and take our first break, and we'll come back and see what else we got to talk about.
All right. More safety coming up here on KWHI, AM 1280, FM 101.7. Questions for the troops, 979-836-9937. Right here on KWHI, AM 1280, FM 101.7. Back after this.
Quest Specialty in Brenham is offering a $200 summer sign-on bonus for our aerosol line tech and aerosol mixer trainee openings. Also hiring experienced shipping and manufacturing production line staff. Complete job info, pay and shift hours listed on job website questspecialtyhr.com. Apply online or in person at 2001 East Tom Green. Quest Specialty offers competitive benefits. All applicants must pass background check and drug screen before hire.
It's big. It's huge. It's the grand opening of WC Tractor's new Kubota store. On Saturday, June 8th, the savings on Kubota mowers and tractors will be huge, too. WC Tractor's new Kubota store is between Brenham and Chapel Hill at 5435 Highway 290. During their grand opening, see live demos, enjoy free food while listening to the music of Bill Mock and the Highway 105 Band, and win prizes
like the grand prize of a Kubota Z100 Series mower.
Come celebrate the grand opening of WC Tractor's new Kubota store Saturday, June 8th from 8:30 till 2:30.
In the market for a different vehicle, but dreading the car buying experience? LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC Cadillac is proud to offer a complete lineup of GM vehicles without all the hassle. With a focus on quality of service, you can shop with confidence knowing you'll get exactly what you're looking for. Whether it's great gas mileage, horsepower, or something luxurious, our sales representatives will get you taken care of. LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC Cadillac on Highway 290 West in Brenham.
Experience a slice of tropical paradise at downtown Brenham's annual Summer Sip Wine Walk. Rock your best Hawaiian shirt, grass skirt, or lei and show off your vacation vibes. Saturday, June 15th, where you can sample more than 25 wines, all for just $25. Everyone deserves a vacation this time of year. Stroll through local businesses and shop from 3 to 6, such as Tribal Trends, Corner Liquor Store, Ballad of the Bird Dog, and Ant Street Inn. Bring your friends along, connect with small business owners, and maybe discover your new favorite wine. To buy your glass ahead of time and to start your summer off on the right foot, hop into one of the many participating locations, including Scrubs and Stuff Boutique, Pierre Their Massage, Simply Rights Fitness, and Catherine's Victorian Tea Room, or purchase yours online at downtownbrenham.com. Summer Sip in historic downtown Brenham on June 15th from 3 to 6. It's a great way to get ready for summer with the perfect tropical staycation. Glasses are limited, so buy yours now. Missing out would be a huge bummer.
Brenham National Bank is proud to host their annual Customer Appreciation Event Friday, June 7th. They'll be serving hot dogs, sausage dogs, ice-cold drinks, popcorn, and Bluebell ice cream from 11 till 2. Plus, friendly country KWHI will be there with the Wagon Wheel of Prizes from 11 till 1. So come out for lunch and give the Wagon Wheel of Prizes a spin for a prize. That's Customer Appreciation Day, Friday, June 7th at Brenham National Bank, 2211 South Day Street in Brenham.
It's that time again. Time for more good, clean, fun all summer long at Typhoon Texas Water Park in Katy. Get your season passes today. It's the best way to enjoy the slides for all ages, award-winning food, a drink by the wave pool, a cool-off in the cabana, or several trips around the lazy river. Don't miss a single movie night, live concert, or unforgettable memory. Get season passes at TyphoonTexas.com.
Tune in Tuesdays at 9 a.m. for Community Corner on KWHI AM 1280 and FM 101.7. Community Corner is a program to keep you informed about happenings in Washington County. Tuesday, June 11th, Craig will be speaking with Desmond and Letitia Murphy of the Washington County Juneteenth Association and Kaz Muskie about downtown Brenham's Summer Sip and Stroll. If you have an event that you're planning and would like to share the information with the public, contact Holly at 979-836-3655. Community Corner, Tuesdays at 9 a.m. on Friendly Country KWHI AM 1280 and FM 101.7.
Welcome back once again. Safety Talk here on KWHI, AM 1280 and 101.7. We've got sergeants here, Woodard and Morgan are in studio answering your questions, talking about what you want to talk about with the troops today. And had a phone call off the air just a moment ago asking about, they're seeing this thing on Facebook rolling around, talking about calling. There's a number on the back of your driver's license. If you call, you can get assistance.
Steve Woodard.
That's
who you get.
It's personal number, huh?
You didn't know he had a 1-800 number, did you?
So that Texas roadside assistance number, that question comes up from time to time. Not only is that number on the back of your driver's license, but it's on the back of your identification card. What people don't know is this thing's been around for a long time. Mm-hmm. Of course, it's a toll-free number.
Well, how many times did you look at the back of your license? It's your wallet.
It used to be on back in your inspection, but you don't have one anymore.
Yeah. But here's the, those were the days. But here's the thing.
He's on that today.
Yeah, he is.
It's all over the place. This number was established in 1989.
Oh, wow.
So it's been around for a while.
Yeah, it has.
That's the year I came out.
Yeah, it's to help motorists.
What are you trying to say?
With their vehicles, right? When they're disabled. So, when I did my research on it, it used to be to where you would call that number and you would get a particular DPS communications office within that area. Well, now it's changed. You could call that number and get a DPS communications individual in Houston, maybe Austin. They had to share the wealth because Austin was just getting bogged down with these calls. So when I talked to our communications professional, they said, we'll have it for a duration of a time, et cetera. So first, I want to let you know, when you call that number, you may get a professional DPS communications operator in Dallas. He or she is not familiar with the area. Why am I saying that, Craig? Tell them where you're at. Saying that you're by the purple barn up under the yellow tree won't help.
Yeah.
It's always important.
Over at Mr. Wilson's place.
You have to be mindful of where you're at, right? So once you give your location, milepost, whatever, then a highway patrolman, if a highway patrolman's not available, a deputy or police officer will come assist you in that in that motorist need. Now, here's the deal. We don't come out and we don't drop engines. We don't change transmissions. That's not what that number's for.
Mm-hmm.
It's to help you if we can and if we can provide you that help. And typically the charge is on you.
Yeah.
So I tell people this. Every trooper in this state, at minimum, has a gas can and a four-way. Gas can, four-way, and a jack.
These guys out of Bryan.
Yeah.
They got impact wrenches.
I mean,
they got a setup.
To,
I'm talking about.
It's funny.
Look,
he's right.
Hey, look. We got some troops that'll make a pit crew look silly. That's how fast they can take a tire off and put one on. Anyway, I'm just saying.
But think about this, Jimmy.
Huh?
Look at the quality of the trooper that's out there that's willing to help the motoring public. How about this? If you have a kiddo that's going to UT, Texas A&M, I don't know, he's getting ready to be a Houston Cougar. You have your daughter, she's stranded on Highway 6. You live in Beaumont. Every daughter always called daddy. Mm-hmm. Always. I don't care if she finds the love of her life. It's something about daddy. My wife's on the phone with her dad at least twice a day.
Really?
That's another story.
Yeah.
So daughter calls daddy, says, daddy, I'm stranded on Highway 6, blah, blah, blah. Well, he's in Port Arthur. Well, guess what? Turn that driver's license over. The highway patrol is always in your back pocket. Give us a call. We'll come out and try to help you out. Because even if we can't fix the problem, how comforting would it be if those red and blue lights were behind you and we're waiting for somebody that can't help? It's a number that's been placed on our license ID card that's legitimate. And when you call it, somebody is going to answer.
24/7. There you go. All right. Then we got a phone call real quick here. Good morning. You're on Safety Talk today.
Good morning. I got a question, please, sir.
All right. Go ahead.
In the city of Brenham, at the main street, okay, you're going north, for example, and you come to a red light, and the traffic is going to the left, which is east. Now, are you allowed to turn left in that one lane road going east at the red light? If you're sitting at a red light, can you turn left? I know you can turn right, but also, can you turn?
How can
left
you turn right on a one way
no
street?
Traffic?
You can't turn right because you just said it was a one way street.
Yes, and can you turn left on a one way street?
My understanding has been, Steve, help me out, because you've got some of this down in Houston. If
yes,
you're
sir.
On a one-way street turning onto a one-way street, you can turn left on red.
Yes, sir. That is correct. And we have that from, and we don't mean to cut you off, but we have that from time to time, especially, you know, when people are going to see the Strohs, the Astros,
downtown,
and things
yeah.
like that. And, man, Jimmy, you'll be surprised at the number of auto pedestrian accidents that happen from time to time down there because of that. But that's a different story. But yeah, it's you can turn left on red
on a one-way street
on a one-way
if
street.
You're on a one-way street. That's
yes,
what
sir.
I've been told on that.
Okay.
But you don't want to turn right because you turn right and then you're going against traffic. So, but
right,
yeah, when it's
right,
yeah.
yeah,
and you can make two lanes can go right onto, you know, if you have two lanes separated, sometimes you got two left lanes or somebody two lanes going to the right can both lanes go turn right on red. It's not just one lane. If it's lane for right turns, yes, you can. Both lanes can turn right at the same time.
Okay,
that comes
so,
up every now and then.
Okay. Well, that was my wondering, because a lot of times I get stopped at that red light, and there's no traffic coming on the one way, you know, going east. And I clear up my view and then I turn left on this red light.
Right. Okay.
So I can do that legally.
Yeah. You can
okay.
turn.
Thank you.
Yes, you can turn left on a one-lane roadway, my understanding,
okay.
if you're on a one-lane roadway.
So you have to be on a roadway, one way, turning onto a one way to go left.
That's my understanding. I'll do some double checking and
okay.
I'll confirm that before okay. I get up here.
Because my question would be like, you know, right here, right at our studio right here, it's a one-way
right.
street on Main Street right here. But Market's
right.
a two-way.
Yeah.
So could you turn left on a red off of Main on a Market when Market's a two-way street?
Well, on South Day also.
Yeah.
On Day Street, there's a two-lane right there. You got a turning lane and then you got a straight-on lane.
And you know what, my friend, this is a good question because somebody else is wondering the same question. We have to actually
go here,
and look
you
at
can, it.
It
says here, you can turn left on red in a specific case. You may also turn left after you stop at a red light, if you are in a left lane and are turning left from a one-way, turning left from a one-way street onto another one-way street. So that's where I got my information.
So they got to be both one way.
That's what they're saying. Now, I'm like him. I said, you know, if you, even if you're on a, this is the part I don't understand, and I'll have to visit with TxDOT because they may have more specific rules on this because they do all the markings and all that. But so hear me out here. Let me think here. So if I'm on a two-lane roadway and I'm turning left onto a one-way and it's one-way, I wonder why does the street you got to be on has to be a one-way? What could actually happen turning left? But anyway, I'm just reading what they that's what I've read over the past. Okay. But I don't really see a problem if TxDOT says, hey, we don't mind if you turn left on red onto a one-way street if that's the direction the that's going. If you but I think signage would have to be up for you to do that.
Okay.
So I don't know if that's a definite on any intersection section. I'd say that would be the normal answer to that question, unless there's signage that allows you to do more than what I just got through saying.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much, and y'all are doing a good job. Stay with it, and I hope that nothing bad happens to y'all out on the road because y'all are good people.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
And y'all have a good one.
Thank you.
Thanks for the phone call today.
Hey, Jimmy, you know what?
What?
I'm thinking about you laid something on my mind and my heart with that roadside assistance deal. Well, seriously, think about this.
What?
You can also call that roadside number, not only for stranded motorist problems, but, you know, if you see a hazard in the roadway, you know, a chair, couch, you know, man sitting on a couch, whatever. You can call that
number. Don't get that number confused with 911.
Sure, I understand. But what I'm saying is you can call that number. And if there's a hazard in the roadway, there's several numbers you can call. You can call your local sheriff. You can call 911, whatever. But what I'm saying is, you know, 911, especially in certain areas, they're inundated with calls, big time, calls of service. But I'm talking about hazardous conditions, debris in the roadway, suspicious activity at arrest, whatever, you know. And all this is outlined for you, even all the way down to observing an intoxicated driver. Now, we do have 911, but what I'm conveying is the state of Texas is in your pocketbook, purse, front. My uncle, he always has a shirt with a pocket on it. It could be a T-shirt. He's got his wallet in there, phone, comb, everything. So whatever pocket, whatever you utilize, we're always there for you, always.
I think we got another phone call here this morning, so we can check this one out here. Good morning. You're on Safety Talk today.
Yes. Listen, this is someone in Chapel Hill, but I don't want to be on the radio. Could you just ask the...
We're on the radio
too
right
late
now.
To stay on.
You want to hang out for a minute? We're going to take a break here in a minute.
So you don't want to do that.
You're all
We're on the radio right now. You want to hang on and take a break?
We don't buy it, Craig. We don't buy it.
No.
Yeah.
I've got a very important question.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to take a break here a minute because we're live on the radio right now if you don't want to be on the radio.
Well, okay. Well, I'll just go ahead and ask him on the radio then.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Am I talking to him?
Yes. They're here listening right now.
Okay. Listen. Okay. I live in Chapel Hill. Okay. I have a problem with these cameras that they have on the highways. Okay. And on these toll roads, I got a bill here about a week ago from a toll bill. And I was no way on a toll road to get a bill.
Yeah.
But somehow or another, the camera caught my license plate and sent me a bill. And is this could be a mistake or what?
Yeah.
Can you tell me?
So what do I have a picture of your license plate on the bill, right? And you need to double check to make sure that license plate matches your license plate on your vehicle. Sometimes I get a number wrong.
Now, okay, I just ignore it or what?
No, you call. There's
call
a number
who?
For you. There should be a number on there that you call the Texas toll.
Do you have a pen or a pencil that I can give you the number?
Just 1 minute. Let me get a pen.
Not
just
a problem. So as you're getting that, like Jimmy said, you can always dispute those claims. And little Jimmy's right. There's always a picture, typically, of you running that. But the number's 281.
Okay, just I haven't got a pen yet. Just 1 minute.
Not
Let
a problem.
Let me get a pen.
Not a problem, my friend. Yeah. So the couple of questions though, it was it in Harris County or was it a state toll road? All right, she's got us on hold, Jim.
Yeah.
She's got us on hold.
Okay.
Okay. So was it in Harris County or was it a state toll road, my dear?
281.
875.
Okay, 281.
875. Yes, ma'am. 3279. And that's to the Harris County Toll Road Authority. Now, was it in Harris County or was it on a state toll road?
Okay, I call that number.
Okay, where were you located, sweetheart?
Which road did they say you were on?
I don't know. I don't know anything about this.
Okay.
We were nowhere on a toll road.
Okay.
We were nowhere.
Didn't
on
lend
a toll
your car
road,
out to nobody. Nobody's been in your vehicle other than you. Nobody's driven your car, right?
No, sir. Someone else was driving my car. I wasn't driving.
Oh, okay. So there we go.
There, what did Jimbo just get through saying?
Well, you're normally right. How about this? And I'm gonna give you another number because we don't know if you were on a state toll road, like up on a text tag, or Harris County toll road. So I gave.
Okay, we went to Brookshire, Texas, and back. And there's no toll road on between here and Brookshire.
Okay.
Or is it? Or no, it's not.
Okay, so let me give you another number as well for text tag, and it's a customer service line you can call because you probably
number.
Was on 99 probably. Are you ready for it?
Yeah,
It's a 1-800 number.
1-800, okay.
468.
468.
9824.
9824.
And actually, let's change that from 1-800. Just make it 1-888, and that'll do it.
1-888.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. And they should be able to answer those questions. Okay, my dear?
Okay. And that's what I couldn't understand. You know, we got a toll bill, and we were nowhere on a toll road and with these cameras.
Yeah. Just give them a call, and they'll be able to take care of that situation because that's what these numbers are for. They're customer service numbers.
Okay. You said that. Well, you said first that they took the – the camera took the picture of the license plate.
Well, I don't know. I wasn't there, but I hope it's not a case to where someone else is driving your vehicle because that typically what happens when someone, you know, when you don't remember, then it could be someone else that drove the vehicle and drove through the toll. But they'll be able to tell you.
I was with the person.
Okay. All right. Well, they'll be able to take care of you. They're really
much.
Nice people down there.
Thank you so much.
No problem, ma'am. Have a good one.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. There you go. We got to take another break here real quick, guys.
Sure.
We're going to come back and kind of wrap things up after this. Safety Talk, again, 979-836-9937. Back. More after this on KWHI.
Hey, y'all. Tina here with Select Furnishings. The weather is warming up. It's time to fire up the old grill and spend some quality time with your family and friends outdoors. At Select Furnishings, we have you covered. All outdoor is on sale now. Outdoor dining, seating, umbrellas, rocking chairs, swings, outdoor rugs, and so much more. Remember, we offer no credit check in-house financing. That means you buy with us, you finance with us, and you pay monthly payments to us directly, all while supporting your local community. So shop local with Select Furnishings and deal with local people that care about you. Relations that last a lifetime. We offer a large selection of living room, bedroom, dining room, TV stands, rugs, and be sure and check out Tina's Decor and More inside Select Furnishings. Circle E candles, farmhouse chic, unique accessories, and so much more. So what are you waiting for? Hurry into Select Furnishings and let us help you bring the indoors out. And remember, with no credit check, in-house financing, you buy from us, you finance with us, and you pay us directly. Select Furnishings is located at 1900 Highway 290 West, next to Brenham Dodge. See you there.
Is a discount on tires costing you more time than it's worth? go see Cy Fair Tire. At Cy Fair Tire, you'll get the discount as well as superior customer service. These guys pride themselves on service and will have you back on the road faster than you can say NASCAR pit crew. They can also service your forklift, truck, and equipment tires. Go see the Cy Fair Tire difference today at 3201 Texas 36 South, just past Walmart on the left, or give them a call at 979-421-7900.
Wouldn't you like a beautiful smile to share with confidence? At Brenham Orthodontics, Dr. Troy Gore specializes in braces, including Invisalign. The team at Brenham Orthodontics has the highest level of training and experience. Plus, they provide a friendly and professional environment. Call 979-836-6160 to schedule your complimentary consultation. Brenham Orthodontics creates beautiful smiles for all ages at 1704 South Bluebell Road in Brenham. They also see patients in Belleville and Columbus. Visit online at BrenhamOrthodontist.com for a healthy, confident smile.
The summer heat is here, and it's important to make sure that your AC unit is running as efficiently and effectively as possible. To ensure that you stay cool all summer long, Modern Air Solutions is offering $60 summer checkups. They can service any existing unit and can get you hooked up with something brand new if what you've got just isn't cutting it. Check them out on Facebook or call Modern Air Solutions at 979-451-5004 for honest work at a fair price. Financing available. License number TACLB-74166R.
Ready to get your work done, Washington County? Mahindra Tractors are the number one selling tractor in the world, delivering performance with better traction, with higher lift capacities, and heavy-duty components. Find Mahindra Tractors and UTVs right here in Brenham at Asco Equipment on Highway 290. Head over to Asco Equipment on Highway 290 in Brenham today for huge savings on Mahindra Tractors and utility vehicles. Learn more at ascoeq.com/Mahindra.
When you want your pizza delivered fast and hot, call Domino's Pizza in Brenham. Domino's also delivers chicken nuggets, submarine sandwiches, pasta, bread, sides, and desserts, along with your pizza. Right now, enjoy a large three-topping pizza for only $7.99. Or choose any two or more items in their mix and match deal for only $5.99 each. Delivery or carryout, you make the call. Just call Domino's Pizza in Brenham at 251-9063 or order online at dominoes.com. Then get the door. It's Domino's. Now hiring all positions.
Tune in Tuesdays at 9 a.m. for Community Corner on KWHI AM 1280 and FM 101.7. Community Corner is a program to keep you informed about happenings in Washington County. Tuesday, June 11th, Craig will be speaking with Desmond and Letitia Murphy of the Washington County Juneteenth Association and Kaz Muskie about downtown Brenham's Summer Sip and Stroll. If you have an event that you're planning and would like to share the information with the public, contact Holly at 979-836-3655. Community Corner, Tuesdays at 9 a.m. on Friendly Country KWHI AM 1280 and FM 101.7.
Welcome back once again, Safety Talk here on KWHI AM 1280 FM 101.7 on this Thursday. It's getting back to the troops today. Sergeant Morgan and Woodard with us today, gentlemen. Thanks for joining us. As always, coming in and taking time out of your schedules off the roadways and come and talk to us here in studio.
Steve,
sir,
and doing this job and talking to the people. And when we get calls, right?
Yes, sir.
Well, we called them two amigos up there at KWHI, and this is what they said.
Good.
Well, I like to support what we say by something called the Transportation Code or the Administrative Code.
Sure.
So the question being on this turning left on red, Transportation, hey, look, you can always question me, but one thing, don't always doubt me, because sometimes, most times, I'm pretty close, all right?
I agree.
So
I agree.
Under 44.007, under the Texas Transportation Code, that's what I'm referencing to what I'm fixing to say.
Yes, sir.
Says here, operator vehicle facing on a stead red signal should stop clearly marked stop line. We know that. In the absence of a stop line, the operator should stop before entering the crosswalk near the side of the intersection. A vehicle that is not turning shall remain standing until indication proceed is shown. After stopping, standing until the intersection may be entered safely and yielding right away to the pedestrians lawfully in the adjacent crosswalk and other traffic lawfully using the intersection. The operator may turn right or turn left if the intersection streets are both one-way streets and a left turn is permissible. Now, I think that's pretty much what I had said. So that's in Section D, Line 2. I hope so. I just want to.
Sure.
You know, I was about 90-something percent. Now I'm getting pretty close to about 100 on
no,
that.
No.
Okay. So
anyway, 100 on that one.
I thought I, Craig, I thought I had a lot of bills at the house. Do you realize there was over 10,854 bills filed this year in our legislation? That's a lot
that's
of bills.
That's a lot. That's, oh, a, lot. That's a lot of paper.
Are we going through all of them today on this program?
No. No, we wouldn't do that, would we?
No, I hope not. You ain't got that much time left.
Oh, man, that's a lot of bills.
Yes,
I got bills to pay.
Yeah, I know. There's a lot that I'm kind of excited about. You know, they're moving that you can start buying beer at 10 o'clock on Sundays.
Oh. Yes,
they're passing that.
I see something about a delivery, too.
Steve, yeah, can you delivery. Tell me?
Okay. All right, then.
Can you tell me what a kitty keychain is?
It's a kitty keychain. It's kind of like some claws.
Because that's going to be under this. Yeah, that's going to be under this brass knuckle thing,
yeah,
too.
But I didn't know. It's claws.
A what?
Like some little claws. Go ahead, Craig.
They're like lady. There's a lady self protection. Yeah.
The term thing. Kitty is because they're kind of shaped, you know, like a cat's.
Looks
paw.
Like a cat's.
So
head
if a lady calls, if a lady calls me and says, "Hey, what do you think I ought to use for self defense?" I need to tell her to use the kitty claw.
Yeah,
what are you saying?
Because it goes into a keychain, and you have like you can put your fingers in it, and
sure.
it pokies.
Well, apparently that's going to be another permissible item
because they were illegal here.
Yeah, well, they're fixed to be on illegal. So
yeah,
that's part of this. So anyway, I did not know what that was. Another thing. So another bill, HB 448. I have not seen if it's going to be signed or whatever, but I think it's important to talk about because we get the question all the time on the use of car safety seats here in Texas. As we have it now, we always tell people that, you know, look at the manual of your vehicle, look at the manual on the side of the that comes with the car seat, install as to manufacturer's specifications, okay? When it comes to forward facing, rear facing, and all that. There, you know, used to be 1 year. Now they start pushing out. Well, let's see if we can keep that child rear facing up to 2 years. That rear facing helps support the neck a little bit longer. It's a little. Now a bill has been introduced where that will actually be part of the law if it passes. Rear facing up to two, or if the child is 40 pounds. Or taller than 40 inches. So I'm waiting to see if that will be signed or not. So stand by for that. But if right now, best practice is they're recommending up to the age of two, keep that child rear facing. So anyway, we'll see how that works its way out. We are in the third day of what I called a roadside checkpoint. Inspection. It has to do with our commercial motor vehicle enforcement troopers out there that are working hard each and every day. They're on a third day of a 72-hour event that on our highway. So you've seen a lot of commercial vehicles being inspected on the roadside. Certainly, that's kind of what they're doing. And there should be some kind of numbers coming out of this event that I can release later on. Last time we had this type of event in 2018, DPS inspected 7,980 commercial vehicles. Of those, 24% was were placed out of service for a variety of reasons. A lot of times it's equipment and lighting stuff and things that you got to have. Issued 1,258 citations and 18,178 warnings. So a lot of warnings. So it's a way of just kind of monitoring. And this is not only in Texas, this is nationwide where this is going on. So it's getting a good idea of kind of what we got going out there as far as commercial traffic and how certainly, you know, probably the last couple of years, the electronic logbook is a big factor as far as commercial traffic keeping up with the hours of these drivers and stuff, because we've had a lot of accidents involving fatigued drivers. So anyway, that's kind of going on now. So just want to point that out. Oh, that I was wondering, whose phone is that?
Oh, it's mine. Okay. But listen, you know, and I don't want people to get us misconstrued, you know. We're thankful for the truck driver, Craig, because, you know, goods are transported from back. And a lot of truck drivers listen to this program. But, you know, as Jimmy said, you know, this 72-hour event is just a check for voluntary compliance up under that federal motor carrier safety regulation. I'll tell you some numbers. Just in a one-day period over in a little county called Galveston County over on the coast. And this is just not DPS. It's all CMV or DOT police officers. Just within that one-day period, we had over 22 trucks that were placed out of service, meaning they couldn't move until they got the violation fixed or they were out of service. These vehicles were not safe to travel on the roadway. So it's a big deal. Now, here's something that we don't talk about, correct? 20 citations were written in that one-day period. Guess how many warnings were written? 175. So, you know, with us, it's a safety aspect, and we just want to make sure that truck driver is transported down the road safely.
Mm-hmm. One other reminder, if I've got my notice in the mail.
Which one?
The notice that says I don't have a star.
On my car.
Well, I have. Well, the star is in the car. Okay, we've answered that.
Yes, sir.
Okay,
right.
Okay. But I don't have one on my driver's license.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so if you get a notice through Texas Department of Public Safety and reference the Real ID Act, so it's by October 2020. You need to have that. If you're getting notice and it's letting you know that you don't have the star, you can go in and renew your driver license. And make sure you take a minimum your birth certificate, Social Security. If it's not on file, these are some of the documents they're going to need. If you go online and look that up and take them documents with you, they'll scan them in, and then you'll get your star on your driver license.
Every program we do, we're going to constantly remind you of that because that's important. It really is.
Mm-hmm. So is that a clue?
Yeah, that's all for Steve about, here today.
Okay, your light's blinking over there.
Oh, I got a light here.
Uh-oh, we may need to get that one off the air. Well, I know what, we got time here.
Yeah, bring them on in.
I'll tell you what, real quick today. Good morning. It's a safety talk today.
Yeah, I've got a quick question. It's going to get off of that a little bit. Do y'all have people that call and ask for donations concerning giving, and they'll ask you for a certain price to give, and you said, no, I can give $10, something like that, they'll hang up. But they'd be asking for donations, said to the highway department, anything like that.
Oh, that's a good question.
Okay. So the TSTA, State Troopers Association, Department of Public Safety Officers Association, you know, there's been times over the years that people that say they represent these companies that want you to donate. Look, if it's done by phone, you never know really who you're talking to. I would say do that in person or do it locally where you know if you want to sponsor law enforcement, start out with your local law enforcement or your local troops, whatever. Try to get a number where you can call back so we can verify who they actually are to make sure it's legit, because there are scammers out there, as you know, Craig, and all kinds of business. So I'm a little nervous people calling me up if I'm not really sure exactly where that money's going, especially this day and time. So in the past, there has been people, organization representing, trying to raise money for these organizations. But like again, it's always safe not to do business over the phone unless you really know exactly who you're talking to.
You know, years ago they used to send out mail that you could fill out and send back in your donation. Do y'all still do that?
I don't know. Do we, Steve?
Yeah, I've seen some literature. I know my grandfather got something about a month ago, so you can always call the DPSOA or whatever to ask them. You say, hey, man, I haven't received that letter or whatever. They'll send you something.
Yeah, I would rather have mine coming like that because when I told them, I said, I've already donated.
Yeah, there you go. You're doing the right thing. We appreciate you calling. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for the phone call.
Hey, Craig, calling all farmers. We do a really good farmers program, update program. I'm doing one tomorrow in Bay City, in Matagorda County, talking about if you want to get your CEUs or whatever. Give us a call, any CMV presentations, distracted driving presentations. Give Jimmy a call. We'll set it up, and we'll be there for you.
All right, there you go. Thank you, gentlemen. KWHI AM K269 TU FM Brenham.